You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
That I want to share with you today. Listen, I've been through the fire, but I'm still strong. The enemy tried to tear me down, but I'm still holding on. Yeah, and if words could have killed me, I'd be long gone. God had another plan for me, and I'm still strong. Yeah, I'm singing for me. Oh, yes. God never left me alone. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say this, say, I've had my share of ups and downs, but I'm still strong. Been through a lot of hurt, y'all, but I'm still holding on. And if all the lies that were told on me could have killed me, I'd be long gone. But God had another plan for my life, and I'm still strong. Oh, oh, thank you, Jesus. God gave me what I needed to make it through, yeah. Let me tell y'all something, the trouble I've seen, well, all has been mighty rough. I've been so discouraged sometimes, I feel like giving up. But Doug, there was something on the inside kept telling us to keep holding on.
Hold on.
Everything is gonna be alright after the storm is gone.
Hold on. I've been through the fire.
Oh, but I'm still strong, y'all. I've had some long days of sleepless nights. But oh, I'm still holding on. If the mean things people said about us could have killed us, I'd be dead and gone. But God had my back, and I'm still, I'm still strong, yes. Oh, yes, this is a word for the devil. Oh, I'm still strong. One more thing, y'all. I'm still holding on. Oh, my, my. This. No weapon formed against me.
No weapon.
It's gonna prosper. No, 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 no.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
I've got my mind made up. You can't stop me.
No.
And you sure can't lock me. No.
Oh, no.
Strong.
Storms may rise,
wind may blow,
yeah.
But I'm gonna keep holding on.
I got everything I need to just keep on,
keeping on.
Oh my,
oh, I'm still strong,
still strong.
As a matter of fact,
oh my,
I'm stronger than I ever been before. All I wanna say is thank you, Jesus, for keeping me.
Oh my,
thank you, Jesus, for holding me. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping your arms around me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In your name. listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
heal your anointing.
Oh,
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me say it again. You putting on makeup and you're 8 and walking around in my heels, and we're taking video of that when you need to stay in your place. You're gonna grow up big time, but wait on it. Don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. I said, don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. You're wiggling with it when you need to wait on it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dedication and Discipline. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 13.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 and 13. It should be on the screen as we continue a series, Order My Steps in Your Word. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. For those who have been trained by it. Verse 12, therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather what? Healed. So even if there's a spavin situation, lameness or weakness, an enfeebling, God says in His Word that there can be such a discipline, a dedication, that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Out of Proverbs 13 and 24, in the NIV it reads, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to what? Discipline him.